telling your boss you're quitting because of them. Talk to your boss before you quit. You plan on quitting your job because of how your boss treats you. Perhaps your boss makes unreasonable demands, doesn't give you feedback, or provides the support you need. Bad bosses are a common problem. About half of employees left their jobs at some point because of bad boss, according to a Gallup study. Sometimes you may want to make your boss feel guilty for being the reason for you quitting. You may want them to learn a lesson from it. You may want them to be penalized for doing a poor job managing you. It is very easy to get into the victim mindset and to make decisions from that perspective. However, it is possibly the worst strategy for decision making. Why don't you ask yourself this instead? How can I get my boss to be a better manager for me? Notice that the phrase ends with "for me." Your goal is not to train your boss on how to be a great leader, but to adjust their behaviors to benefit you specifically. Making it about you takes away blaming and reduces the boss's defensiveness. So don't quit your job until you have this conversation with your boss. The goal of the conversation is not to backfire, but to set your boundaries, clarify roles, and feel in control again. Here's why. No matter where you go work next, your boss will not be perfect. Your boss will have limitations and will make mistakes. Most managers don't get leadership training and don't get the job because they're great at managing people. In addition, most managers don't intend to be bad managers and are not even aware that they're doing a poor job. Quitting will not hurt your boss nearly as much as it will hurt you. In a few weeks, your boss will recruit a replacement and you will soon be history. On the other hand, if you quit, you'll have to go through the painful process of finding a new job, adapting to the new job, establishing your relationships and trust, proving yourself all over again. And this could take months or even a year or more. Don't think you're going to hurt the boss if you quit. You'll hurt yourself. Don't think the boss will learn a lesson. He or she'll just think poorly of you and never refer you or help you again. And it won't solve the underlying problem. The underlying problem is many cases that you haven't tried to change your boss's behavior towards you. You haven't had the right conversations or you haven't had any conversations about how you want to be managed. Once you realize you're largely responsible for how you are treated at work, then you'll be able to change it. Here are some guidelines on how to be treated with respect by your boss. So check out the link. I speak from experience. I thought I had to be a yes person to get ahead. It took me years to figure out how to say no. But once I got used to saying no, my boss gave me extra resources and we worked together to reduce my workload. Changing companies won't necessarily solve the problems you face. Those problems or new ones are likely to happen over and over again if you don't deal with them. Therefore, deal with that first, then decide if you still want to change jobs. Therefore, avoid making important decisions from a victim mindset. Instead, choose to try to fix the problem first, then strategically decide what to do next. It can be very hard at times to confront the boss about these issues. In the moment, it may feel easier to quit. It helps if you think of actual medium-term consequences for your time and career. If you've tried to solve the problem and then decide to leave the company, don't blame the boss. If you want to share feedback, explain the misfit between your goals and the company position. However, this conversation shouldn't provide new information to the boss. Hopefully, you've already discussed it and tried to find a solution before you quit. Summary. Don't quit your job because of a bad boss until you have the right conversations, until you've done your best in changing the behaviors towards you. Because by quitting, you won't hurt your boss, you'll hurt yourself. You'll go through the long and hard process of finding a new job, adapting to a new job, establishing your relationships and trust, and proving yourself all over again. Then there's a high chance that you'll end up with similar or new boss-related problems. The cycle will keep repeating. Therefore, avoid making important decisions from a victim mindset. Instead, choose to try to fix a problem first, then strategically decide what to do next. If you still decide to leave, don't blame the boss. It will only have them resent you and will not change any behavior. Check out our additional posts on how to manage a difficult boss, how to tell the boss they're too controlling, dealing with a boss that talks too much when your boss takes credit for your work, and being treated with respect by your boss. Take time and energy to manage your boss the same way you manage your team, by David Cottrell. That quote is from David Cottrell, CEO of Cornerstone Leadership Institute.